USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Students are leading a rally calling for gun reform at Dallas City Hall, across the street from the National Rifle Association's annual convention. Joining the students are members of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense and Every Town for Gun Safety. Activists say the focus is on regulating gun violence, not taking away guns.
We are here to have our voices heard and demand action from our lawmakers. If our government continues to be beholden by the NRA, then we have no choice other than to vote them out in November.
At the NRA convention, President Trump had this to say.
98% of mass public shootings have occurred in places where guns are banned, just so you understand.
During his speech Friday, President Trump said there's no more sign inviting to a shooter at a school than the gun-free school zone sign. Trump told NRA members they need to be vigilant in the face of anti-NRA forces. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Dallas yesterday, Cleveland today for President Trump. He's attending a roundtable in Ohio focusing on the Republican tax law. Trump says it's not tax reform, it's tax cuts.
Well, tax reform might mean your taxes go way up. It could mean a lot of bad things. I said, here's what we'll do. We're going to call this plan the tax cut plan. Tax cut. C-U-T. Tax cut. We're going to cut taxes. We're not going to reform. We're going to reform, too.
The rally comes just ahead of Ohio's primary election Tuesday. Part of his trip is a fundraiser for Republicans. Trump says he thinks Republicans will do very well in the midterm elections. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds has signed into law the nation's strictest abortion regulation. Most abortions are banned if the heartbeat can be detected.
I understand that not everyone will agree with this decision, but if death is determined when a heart stops beating, then doesn't a beating heart indicate life?
The governor acknowledging a long court fight is ahead. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This may be just the beginning in Hawaii, where the Kilauea volcano continues to erupt on the Big Island. Michael Poland with the U.S. Geological Survey tells CBS.
Well, the spate of earthquakes that we've seen over the past week were mostly related to the motion of magma underneath the ground as it broke rock in order to get to the site that it's currently erupting. But over the last hour or two, we've seen a pretty significant increase in strong earthquakes, magnitudes 4 and 5, that suggests that this intrusion of magma has pushed on the flank of the island. It's actually caused the flank to move outward a little bit. Certainly it's possible this is just the opening round. Oftentimes we see short duration eruptions from small fissures before the mass of magma beneath the ground sort of gets it together into one eruption with a little bit more power.
Hawaiian Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard says it was important for her to come down to the area herself to see how evacuees are doing.
It's been good and important to be able to be here and see firsthand what's going on both in the ground and the air, and to hear from the residents about the concerns and challenges that they're having in this pretty precarious situation.
600 earthquakes have hit the island since Thursday. NASA's first launch from the west coast of the U.S. goes off without a hitch. As an Atlantis 5 rocket sends the lander and two CubeSats on their way to Mars, NASA's Mars InSight is on its way to the Red Planet to explore the unseen interior of Mars and listen for Mars quakes. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.